bum 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 bum. I feel free. Bum 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 bum. Do you feel free? Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's afternoon here. This is All One Word coming in your ears. I feel free and I feel good tonight. How are you lot feeling? You're listening to the very awesome Jack Bruce, Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker, and they were once a band called Cream. So I want to talk about something that quite a lot of other people don't want to talk about, and that's Apple stuff. Apple just announced yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, that they're going to have their keynote presentation on September the 10th, next Tuesday, and here they will announce all of their new products, allegedly all of them. Some rumours that they're going to be a couple of dates, but I don't think they are. So what have we got so far? We've got the new iPhone, as in iPhone 5S or the 6, whatever they're going to come out with. And this allegedly other cheaper microphone that they're going to... Microphone on my mind. This other cheaper mobile telephone that's been nicknamed the iPhone 5C. I love these keynote speeches. They're very polished, very professional, very... very... well rehearsed, these Apple keynote speeches, and they stopped streaming them live for a while, for about a year, which was 2 or 3 events. However, there were people there with some kind of camera that could broadcast it across the 3G or Wi-Fi network, because they've got Wi-Fi in the hopefully it'll be the Moscone Center in California again, which is a huge place. But they used to stream them live, and so there's a couple of places that you could go to on the internet to watch them as they were delivering this keynote speech. And the last two, they've actually streamed them live through the iTunes, through the Apple website. Sorry, not iTunes. They've streamed them through the iTunes website for everybody to see. But news as of yesterday, really, and it's making big waves today, is they were obviously going to be releasing officially iOS 7, which is the operating system for mobile Apple devices, or Apple mobile devices, and their desktop operating system, which is now Mavericks. They've gone away from the big cat naming convention to naming the desktop operating systems the OS X operating system after features in California. But this news is that they are allegedly going to reveal a Retina display iPad mini and iPad 5 is what we all know it as, which is exciting stuff, really, because I had a funny feeling that although the iPad mini did really, really well, and it is an excellent device, it's much better than I thought it would be. I bought my wife one for Christmas last year. I just thought that if it had a Retina display, it would just be phenomenal. And it, to be fair, it had to have a Retina display. It had to have a Retina display. And so the thing is they are going to bring out a Retina display iPad mini. But the iPad 5, Now, I don't know whether anybody's got an iPad 3, but it's a pretty meaty thing, and the iPad 4 is basically just the same thing with the Lightning dock connector, faster Wi-Fi, and a faster processor, and that's about the only difference between a 3 and a 4. Ultimately, the display is exactly the same. Performance is probably the same as well. So it was only a matter of time before they obviously had to update the 4. So that will invariably just have faster Wi-Fi and a faster processor in it, invariably. The thing is it's going to have to be a lighter thing, because it's, as I said, it's quite a meaty thing. It's quite heavy. You hold an iPad 3 / 4 in your left hand, and then an iPad mini in your right hand, you will be amazed at the difference in weight. The mini is, there's just no weight in it whatsoever. It's a beautiful little thing. In a white room with black curtains near the station. This event in September was always known as the music event, as I've commented on in the past. And so it was all about the new iPods, really. I call it the October event, because they used to, I'm pretty sure they always used to have the event in October, to be honest. But anyway, new iPods will be out, and also it looks as though the new Mac Pro, this isn't MacBook Pro, this is Mac Pro, this is their computer tower. Which has gone from a traditional, I'll say boxy shape, it was quite a well machined, it was quite a pretty thing, but now it's gone to this cylindrical kind of shape that doesn't resemble what you would expect. Invariably, the Mac Pro is, you know, you'll be able to use it to make CGI films, so too powerful for the majority of us to, you know, get the benefit from, and invariably it'll start at about $3,000, no doubt. I'd be surprised if it's any less than that. And remember, that's just for what we all know as the base unit. You'll have to go and buy a monitor, and you can buy a keyboard with it when you buy it, but you have to buy a keyboard and mouse to go with it. So if you're into daisy chaining Thunderbolt devices, then the Mac Pro is for you. So they've got quite a lot coming, have Apple, and I have this little ritual in my house where at 6 p.m, which is 10 a.m. in Cupertino, California, I'm glued to that computer and nobody disturbs me. I kind of give a running commentary on Twitter as well. Not that anybody's particularly listened to me in the past, so I've just done it for posterity, but the fact of the matter is this thing, hopefully, I don't know whether they've said it's going to be streaming live yet, but you kind of find out about 10 minutes before it happens. But if it isn't, I know a couple of people who are Mac mad, and they always find somebody who streams this keynote speech live, and I link into that, and I ooh and I ah with the rest of the audience who are there. I think it's quite an exciting thing. In a sad way, I kind of look forward to their keynote speeches. So with the many beta versions of iOS 7, I think what we're going to get is a very polished product. I don't really think it's going to work on the iPhone 4 very well, to be honest. I think you kind of have to have the new iPhone or two behind for the latest operating system to work effectively, and, you know, without glitches. My wife's got the iPhone 4. Hers is significantly slower than mine, you know, a bit glitchy. At times, which is surprising, really, you know, but I put it down to the fact that we've both got 16 gig models. I've got the 4S, she's got the 4, and I put it down to memory, to be honest, because I fill mine up I've got virtually nothing on it that I would like on it. You know, I haven't got enough music on it. I would like a couple of films on there just, you know, to be safe in my back pocket, so to speak. So when I'm bored, I can watch a film. But I think it'll be opting for a 32 gig or even 64 gig this year. And I wouldn't be surprised, actually, with a new iPhone, the 5S or whatever they're going to call it, they're going to pull a 128 gig model out. I wouldn't be surprised in the least. So that's my quick roundup of things, and I'll speak to you soon.
All one word. Out.